Hello, everyone. Welcome to Purpose in Parenting. My name is Jessica Israel, and this is a podcast for those of us who have found or are finding our purpose in parenting. Just a quick disclaimer, this is real life for real parents. So if you hear a child in the background, you hear some noise, we will not be editing it out. And the purpose is to really relate, to talk about the truth of what we go through, and to really just have that conversation amongst ourselves with others who can relate. So it may not be perfect, but guess what? Life with kids never is. Now, let's get into our new episode. So today, let's talk about the labels and descriptors that we use for our children, the importance of how we talk to our kids. You know, for some of us, this is going to be something that requires an effort, a conscious effort, because you may be breaking generational habits that have gone on in your family for a long time, and also just what you see in society. So we want to be careful how we label our children and what we say about them and to them, because a lot of it will result in self-fulfilling prophecies. You know, when you're in school and you have a student who is deemed to be smart, the teachers and everyone say, oh, but they're the smart kid, they're the smart one. Even if they're not doing so well in a particular unit or understanding a particular concept, because everyone says that they're really smart, there's going to be extra effort put into helping them understand it. And then they also are going to keep trying to understand it because it's been told to them and ingrained in them that they're really smart, that they can do this. So if they're not getting it right away, they're going to say, okay, I know I can do this. I just have to figure out another way. I'm going to keep trying. The teachers will say, listen, this kid is really smart. I know they can get this. I'm going to keep trying. Let me try another way. But if the teachers and other people have already targeted and branded a child as, well, you know, they're not that smart, or they really don't get this stuff, they're not going to put that much effort into them. They're going to say, okay, well, you know what? Their C is as good as it's going to get, so that's fine. All right, well, they don't completely understand it, but this is as far as we're going to be able to take them. But they will put that extra effort into the other child who maybe is literally at the same level or actually has a less understanding than the child they've branded as not as smart. But they'll put more effort into them because the label has already been put on them that they're smart. So subconsciously and consciously, they're going to put more effort into this child because it's known that this child is really smart. So if they're not getting it, then it's just we got to try a little bit harder because we know they can. And this is something that you actually see a lot with children of color in the school systems. I know it's something people probably don't like to talk about, but it is a true reality where if you have a young boy who is a boy of color and he is not getting something, a teacher will say, well, you know, he just doesn't get it. But you have someone else who isn't a person of color, same situation, teacher's gonna put more effort into it. I mean, this is backed by studies. This is actual truth. You know, it'll be the same thing where if that young boy is having a bad day and it seems like he's acting out, they'll brand that young boy of color as someone who has anger issues. But another person who isn't a person of color, if they have a bad day and they can act out in a very similar fashion, they'll say, well, you know, they're just having a bad day. They're going through a lot, or this is just a phase, or everyone has a bad day, or they just need a little more understanding. This is the reality of the world we live in, which is why it's up to us as parents not to brand our children with certain labels. Because if we put them on them, not only will they be faced with labels put on them by other people, but that'll also encourage other people to put these labels on them. And then we're teaching our children what to believe in themselves. Don't brand your child as having an anger problem. Don't brand your child as being angry all the time. Because guess what happens? When they're faced with a challenge and they're overwhelmed with emotion and they act out in an angry fashion, they're going to do so because that's what they fell back on. Because that's what they've been made to feel comfortable to be in that space. Because they've been told that is what they do. So now they've adopted that as part of their character. They've adopted that as part of their being. Now, I'm not saying that there are no children who have problems acting out. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is that if you tell your child when they're acting out, listen, you're a good kid, all right? This is not like you. You behaving this way or you being disrespectful is not who you are. You are a respectful, caring person, and this is not you right now. Guess what that's going to do? That's going to change their behavior. Because when they think to act out again, they're going to say, wait a second. All right, no, this is not me. I'm not supposed to be doing this. This is not who I am. But if you've already told them that they're an angry child or they just don't know how to act or they always act up, then when they do, there's nothing for them to fall back on to challenge those feelings. There's no other tools that they have to say, well, hey, let me react in a different way. Or once I calm down from this, let me think about this differently. And this is for children of all ages, whether you have a very, very young child or whether you have a teenager. And think about it. Think about yourself. Most of us have been through that. We've been branded with something. Maybe it's something positive. Maybe it's something negative. But if you've been told your whole life that you're smart, you're really, really smart, you're the smart one, then you've probably had pressure on you to get those A's in school. And then if you weren't understanding a topic, you were like, no, I've got to get this. I'm going to make sure I learn this. I'm going to make sure I ace this. I'm going to make sure that I get what's going on in this situation. You're going to put effort into being that person because everybody told you you're smart. So you're like, uh-uh, no, I'm not going to let this beat me. But it's so important in how we do this too. Because what we don't want to do is we don't want to put our children in competition with anyone but themselves. You want your child to know they're smart, but it's okay if they don't understand everything right away. It's okay if they have a hard time getting something. Maybe they just have to learn a little bit differently. You want to make sure that you're talking to your child in this way, because then what will happen is that if you say, well, you're smart, you always get everything, then the moment they don't understand something, they're going to feel lost. Like, wait, I'm supposed to be smart. I'm supposed to know this. What's going on? So it could work the opposite way in that if you're not doing it right. But we really have to put positive labels on our children. Let our children know, yes, they can do anything. Even if they don't get it right away, they are still capable. Even if they have to do it a different way, they can still live their dreams. They can still accomplish different things. You know, saying you don't have to tell your child that they're the fastest runner on the track, that they're the fastest sprinter, because maybe they're not. Don't lie to them, you know, because then you really will set them up for failure. But what you can tell them is that they run really well. So even if somebody else says, well, what, you're not the fastest runner, so what? I still run really good. I mean, that's still a good time. For me, that's a great time, so I'm happy with it. And it instills a sense of confidence. It's so important that we do this because we are the first interactions that our children will have. We set that stage. We set that foundation with the things that we do. Being careful about what we say to our child. Don't say things like, oh, you're always a problem. Oh, okay, yeah, you always do this. Be very careful with that. I think this is a really important topic to talk about. Because a lot of times parents will make jokes. You see it online. You see it just in your regular conversations, you know, about their children. But then what are we really telling our children about themselves? We can joke about parenthood all day long and the different things. But, you know, even if your child has a tantrum, you tell their kid, you know, you're still a good kid, though. Yeah, you know, today you were acting out, but you're a good kid. And don't ever forget that. And that'll be something that they go back to and they'll think about. That'll be ingrained in them. So no one can ever make them feel unworthy. No one can challenge their worth. If we don't do these things, if we don't build our children up with positivity, all we're doing is setting a stage and creating a situation where someone else can tear them down and tear them down easily. I forgot the exact numbers, but I remember reading something about positive comments versus negative comments that literally will take like, oh my gosh, I'm just making up a number, but it was a large number. It was like 100 or 300 positive comments to get rid of that one negative comment. And that's a big deal. When you're saying that I have to tell my child positive things constantly and build them up, because when they encounter something that's negative, they will be able to overcome it. I had a situation recently that was just abhorrent and traumatizing. It honestly traumatized me, and I'm still very upset from it and reeling from it. Where my family and I went to Costco, and we were racially profiled by the employees there. I mean, not only were we stopped at the door when no one else was stopped, but then as we continued on in the store, we were surrounded by management and accosted and told that, well, you know, there had been some thefts. Well, what does thefts have to do with me, with my baby, my family? That didn't make any sense. We didn't even actually have anything in our cart yet. We were looking at the frozen food section just to see what they had. It was insane. The person at the door told us, well, you don't look like typical Costco customers. It was like, what? And the thing that was on my mind the whole time is, oh my gosh, my baby is witnessing this. My baby is already being exposed to hate, bigotry, prejudice, and racial profiling. My beautiful, sweet, innocent baby, who didn't know any better, just smiling just in a new store. It was so heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking to think, for that moment it hit me of, oh my gosh, the world that I'm raising my child in. As much as we want to keep them safe, the hate will come after them. Whether it's for their skin color, their ethnicity, their nationality, their gender, their faith. It could be their hair color. It could be a disability. But to know that, oh my gosh, these things, so many of us have traumas. Most of us really do. There are things we've been through, whether we've been picked on or had bad things happen to us or mean things said to us. I mean, come on, even on the internet now, adults bully each other. It's actually kind of crazy. You thought that that crap would be done when you're out of high school, but it's not. People bully each other online all the time. Adults. And to have my baby be subjected to that, my heart shattered. And I've been traumatized. You know, racial aggression and racial profiling is violence. It doesn't have to be physically violent to be violence. In that moment, we were dehumanized. We were degraded. And I never want my child to feel that feeling. And if me, as an adult, who has been through quite a lot in her life, could still be reeling from that, could actually have trauma from that, which I do now. I have trauma from that experience. I can't imagine if my baby was a little bit older and understood what was going on. What would that do? What indelible mark would that make on my child? That's stuff you can't erase. So this is why it's also really important, the labels that we put on our children, the things we say to our children. We have to build them up because, honey, let me tell you, the world will try its darndest to tear them down. And it is our jobs as parents to give them as much of that armor as we can, so when they go out into this world, that even though those arrows may hit them, they'll be bouncing right off. And even if they pierce a little bit, they'll be able to heal easily. Our kids will be able to take them right out and keep going the best that they can. So that's what I really wanted to talk about in this one. Really think about it, guys. If you grew up hearing certain things, think about the impact that that's made on you. If you're always told, oh, you're the feisty one, you probably adopted that as your persona. And then there may have been a part part of you when you became an adult that said, actually, I kind of really don't like being quote unquote feisty. I actually really like just chilling in the background, and I really don't like confrontation or other things like that. You know, I just feel like I've been in situations where I had to stand up for myself. And because of being in those situations so many times, this label has been put on me. But that's not really me. That's not who I am. And then you become confused. Because then all of a sudden, your entire identity as you knew it is now challenged. If you're always told you're the outgoing one, you're the extrovert, you love being in crowds, you love being with people. And then as you get older, you realize, actually, I kind of like being at home. I kind of like the small groups. Yeah, I can work a room, but that's not actually what I enjoy doing. I really enjoy just, you know, a few friends or being by myself, and that's it. And you try to then, when you get to a point of, well, I need to find myself again, you start going back to the labels that you were given by others. And it's confusing because you're like, well, I'm trying to be that person, but I can't be that person anymore. And maybe because you never were. Or maybe you were and you changed. But sometimes you just never were. But these are just the titles that other people gave you. These are the labels that they branded you with. And that's the thing about labels. They stick you in a box. Labels don't come with a full description. They don't say, hey, yeah, you know, I can work a crowd and I can do it. And, you know, I enjoy being able to speak clearly and effectively, but my preference is to be at home. The label will just say extrovert. Or if the label says introvert, then it's, well, you can't speak to people and you don't like talking to people. And it's like, no, I can. I don't mind, but it's not my preference. My preference is to be at home. Or, yeah, I really don't like it, but I can do it very well. Interestingly enough, Al Pacino is a very shy person. I remember watching an interview with him, and you would think, what? This guy has played these amazing roles and these outgoing roles, but he's actually a really shy guy. Just because he performs really well on stage and in front of the camera doesn't mean he's not shy. Doesn't mean he doesn't like keeping to himself. And so that's why it's really important that we think about these things, because for all of us, they've impacted us in our lives. And it also leads us sometimes to a crisis when we get older, when we're trying to figure back out, oh my gosh, I lost my sense of self. I used to be this person. And it's like, yeah, I used to be that person, but was that person really me? Or I used to be that person, but I've changed and that's okay. I think that's another thing we have to think about. That's okay to change. And we have to let our children know that too. You know, it's funny, we expect that when they're babies. Like, okay, well, today you like, you know, Thomas the Train, and tomorrow you like Paw Patrol. We're okay with that change. We think that's normal. Of course, kids change. But for adults, why don't we give ourselves the same grace? Why do we then start telling our children as they get older, like, that they have to kind of be this person? And they have to stay that person. Or we make them believe that. You know, we may say, oh, well, you're young now, but when you're older, you'll get her, you'll change. That can be dismissive of who they are in the moment. Who they are is who they are, and that matters. But also letting them know, it's okay if you decide you don't want to be that person anymore. It's okay if you decide to change. You can today start doing that. And some say, well, I'm trying to eat healthy. No, I eat healthy. I'm changing who I am today. I'm allowed to be someone different. I don't need someone else to qualify me as to who I am and what I'm doing. I'm allowed to say, today, this is who I am. And let's teach that to our children. Give them the ability to change, to grow, and be careful with the labels that we put on them. Because they will result in a self-fulfilling prophecy, whether it be for good or for bad. But let's make it for good. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. I really appreciate the support. If you would like to get in touch or stay connected, please visit us on our Twitter or Instagram at Purpose in Parent.
Also, if you're interested and would like to send a personal donation, because this is a labor of love, my Cash App is Torah Blessed, TORAHBLESSED. Thank you again so much for the support, guys, and I really look forward to chatting again next time.